If he is loving God, why would he let that happen? I can't give you an answer to this question because it's the wrong one. It shouldn't be, why God, or where were you, God, as much as it should be, who are you, God? I'm just going to tell you what God desires. Often when we as humans know what God desires, the questions don't bother you as much. In our scripture this morning, it talks about a man who was stripped of his clothes and beaten by robbers. The central character in Jesus' story is noticeably undefined. He is not known by race, religion, or trade. He is simply a certain man who could be of any one of Jesus' listeners. The point is that he is identified by only what happened to him. The road from Jerusalem to Jericho was very dangerous. It was nearly 3,300 feet in miles. The road ran through small passes at points, and the rough land gave easy hiding for bandits to attack travelers. This unfortunate man was stripped, beaten, and left for dead. His attackers had left him with nothing to identify his position except for his desperate need. The story is told from the point of view of the beaten man, who may be anyone, and the listeners may easily identify with this guiltless victim of random violence and cruelty. The next part in Jesus' parable signals hope. By chance, there was another traveler, one who might help the beaten man. A priest, who is expected to help, walks by on the other side of the road. The end of the sentence tears down the hope carried by its beginning. No reason is given why the priest passes by, but in the end, no reason defends his disregard of the man in need. No one was around to impress. Why would the priest need to help the man? But it is the priest's duty to bury a body if found alongside the road. I guess our holy priest didn't want to get his hands dirty. The Levite's response is described in the same conditions. He too saw the man and passed on the other side of the road. In both cases, seeing the man made leaves them guilty. Jesus' story has reached its turning point. The people listening can expect a cycle of three. The third character will break the pattern of the first two. However, from the listener's point of view in that day and age, the three would have expected to be priest, Levite, and then Israelite. The story would then have an influenced edge to it. The ordinary Israelite would do what the priest and Levite would not. Surprising everyone listening, the third person is a Samaritan. The story does not put the Israelite against the priest and the Levite. By making a hero of the story a Samaritan, Jesus challenged the long-standing hatred between Jews and Samaritans. The Samaritan people were regarded as unclean people, descendants of the miscellaneous marriages that followed from the Assyrian settlement of people from different regions in the northern kingdom. He demonstrated a Samaritan as the hero of the story. Therefore, Jesus demolished all limited expectations. Social position, race, religion, or region count for nothing. The change of the expected cycle by naming the third character as a Samaritan not only challenges the listener to observe the stereotypes about Samaritans, but it also cancels all stereotypes. Humanity can no longer be defined or limited by such conditions. The three on the road are each recognized by their social ranks, but the man in the ditch is just simply a man in need of help. Like the first two, the Samaritan sees the man, but seeing him, he has compassion over the man. Samaritan bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought the man to a hotel, and took care of him. The next day, the Samaritan goes on with his business, but leaves 2 denarii, which is 2 days' salary, to pay for the man's beaten man's care at the hotel. If more cost is needed, the Samaritan promises to pay it on his return. By his care for the beaten man, the Samaritan shows that he is a faithful man. The innkeeper will not have to worry about whether he will repay his debt. Jesus then turns the question back on the lawyer, and the lawyer is caught on the very question with which he intended to impale Jesus with. Which of these three is the neighbor? The question forces such an offensive answer that the lawyer will not even use the word Samaritan. He says the one who showed him mercy. But ironically, this indirect answer provides an accurate description of a neighbor. Jesus has turned the issue from the boundaries of required hospitality to the essential nature of hospitality.